I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite soup dumpling restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. Nope. Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Saleh thinks watching players get cut is inhumane.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And there will not be those moments on Hard Knocks.
Like, what are we doing? It shouldn't be up to him.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
It's his team. It's his facility.
It was not his show.
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests. Bucks running back Rashad White. ESPN MLB insider Buster Olney. Author Greg Harden. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. If you are watching on the Roku channel, yes, it's free, so you're welcome. Also, if you're noticing something different, my microphone's a little taller, you know?
Why the change?
Because I feel like I've been slumping.
Okay.
And I want to sit up straighter.
Posture's important.
Posture's very important. I'm wearing a new shirt. And that's what today's show is all about. It's posture related. We're going to be standing tall all season long on the Rich Eisen Show because guess what? The NFL season starts today.
Oh. Hey.
Forget that whole business, but 50 days from now is the first game? No.
A Hard Knocks in 2 weeks?
I get it. But today... screw the introductions on this program, although I love you guys. I'm sorry. I'm actually blowing past the introductions. Everybody knows where you can watch us and see us. And if you don't...
well, today's my last day because I'm winning Powerball tonight.
Okay, so. Good. That's great. Chris Brock. All right, screw it. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Rich. Get in one last time.
Get in, Eddie. I'll be here tomorrow.
One last time. It was heartfelt. Jay Felly, good to see you.
Hey,
Del
Tufo's
the Yankees sucking sounds great on Yes, thanks to him.
Awesome.
And so good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson.
Hey, on Wednesdays we wear pink.
Okay.
You know the deal.
You know, today's the day.
Did I win Powerball?
Today is the day that veterans in the National Football League have shown up to a training camp for the first time. In 2023. And it's not just any team. Oh, no. It's not just any team. Now, normally you'd be like, only you care about this team, Rich.
I mean.
normally only you care about it, Rich. But guess what? Rest of the National Football League loving audience. The New York Jets have opened training camp. And it's not just the rookies reporting. The veterans are reporting. And not just any veteran reporting. Oh, no. Nope. Not just any veteran reporting. The New York Jets have... stop busting up my flow. All right? You should worry about your best offensive lineman not showing up.
He'll be there, baby.
Dallas.
Really?
But what we've got... excuse me. The biggest... splashiest acquisition in the National Football League. Aaron Rodgers is showing up as a New York Jet. And he's got his best Tom Cruise type look going on.
Wow.
Look at showing up for work. The gray beard. He's a New York Jet. And then he got out of his civilian clothes. And then put on a Jet uniform. And the Jets tweeted it out, a great statement. This is not an AI-generated photo. I still can't believe Aaron Rodgers is a New York Jet. It is just weird that it's happened again. The Jets digging into the Green Bay Packers. Future Hall of Fame, end of their Packers Road collection.
I thought you were going to say scrap heap.
No.
Let's see.
No. Favre, as we all know, damn near made the Super Bowl as a Viking after the Jet.
True.
Year, and the Jet year went down the tubes because the guy who was Mr. Iron Man was all dinged up, trying not to break up a streak. This guy, different from Favre. He's not on a potential last leg. He's a different cat. He's a tea sipper that is in touch with his deep thoughts. And all of that will be out there on the line in week one against the Buffalo Bills. It is still so weird to me that this is happening. And it's going to be in front of everybody. It's going to be in front of everybody. Hard Knocks, first Monday night game of the season against the Buffalo Bills. And then just as if it's not interesting enough, and it's not going to be in your face enough, and the worldwide leader in sports, first game of the year, Manning Cass coming back, Peyton Manning, it's unbelievable. First Monday night game of the year, Aaron Rodgers is a Jet starting quarterback, and Peyton Manning is the reigning Emmy Award winner for best game analyst, and he doesn't even go to the games. He sits in his basement.
That's funny.
Chatting up his brother.
Eating chicken.
That's the first Monday night game of the year. And as if that's not enough, next game at the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And then if that's not enough, next game, home against New England. And if that's not enough, week four, Sunday night, welcoming in Patrick Mahomes.
That is it. I mean, their first six games are...
And if that's not enough, they go to Denver, and it's Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. And if that's still not enough, home date against the defending NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles. And then a bye. First six games will be in your face. Get used to it. And I look at those six games, and in the past, I'd be like, okay. Let's get ready for Caleb Williams. Now I'm sitting here thinking, oh, God, can we really do this thing? Sitting there. They've got the roster. They've got the roster. And if Rodgers shows up and plays the way that we've seen him play in recent days, you can look past 2022. Let's go back. Those two MVP seasons with the guy who they got from those sidelines to coordinate him on these and Nathaniel Hackett. Let's go. But just in case, let's get Dalvin Cook too. Is that possible? Albert Breer was on this program yesterday and had this to say on the subject matter that so many fans in the NFL think is case closed, because Dalvin's from Florida and the Miami Dolphins have apparently been interested in him since March. Albert said they were close to a trade.
Yeah, that was a little eyebrow raising.
But he also then said that the trade didn't happen and they chose a kid in the second round named Devin Achane. He'll be like, okay, why would they not get Dalvin Cook instead of going with this rookie, Devin Achane? Well, because we know in the NFL, we go with the kids if we can at the running back spot. That leaves Dalvin Cook available for the Jets if clearly Miami is the front runner and can't close the deal. This is what Albert had to say on that subject.
The Jets, I would absolutely watch the Jets. Mm. I think one of the ways that they see Dalvin Cook internally is somebody who could allow them to be more judicious in bringing Breece Hall back, who obviously they think a lot of. They can be a little bit, I would say, a little bit more on the cautious side with Hall if they have, you know, a guy that they feel like can kind of hold the rope while Hall is getting himself back to 100%.
There you go. Entirely possible. Go get him. Prevent the Dolphins from going to get him. You get him. Let's go. Those first six games are insane. I'd sign for 3-3, and I'm not lying.
It's a really hard
schedule.
That,
put that piece of paper in front of me right now.
Really hard.
3-3. Let's go. Anything better than that is absolute gravy. Because after that, it's a huge game at home against the Giants, even though they're the road team. There's a Monday nighter against the Chargers before they visit Vegas on a Sunday night, and then they're at Buffalo before a Black Friday game against Miami. Then supposedly, one would think that's a softer finish, where you got games against Atlanta and Houston at home, another one at Miami, home against Washington at Cleveland, and the final game at New England. Who the hell knows? But they've got it all set up. The table's wired. The dice are in the hands. And I know I'm making a craps analogy, but this is all about Vegas because the Jets want to play the last game of the year there. So let's hit the point and let's hit it hard. We'll make a field bet with the Jets. Fine. Get Dalvin Cook too. What the hell? Why the hell not? Certainly if Rodgers is going to play 1 year here and it's going to cost you based on what he's playing this year, next year's first, put every egg in this year's basket. Let's go. Jets report today. They play the Browns in the Hall of Fame game 2 weeks from tomorrow night, which is why they're in today. Browns are just taking an extra day. That's okay. Two. They don't show up with their veterans until the 21st. You know, rookies report early. I'm talking vets. And by 1 week from today, everyone's in. 1 week from today, this very day, everyone's in training camp. Everybody's up and at them. Everybody's competing. Everybody's avoiding a Hard Knocks camera in New York and New Jersey. And everybody's ready to go. I can't wait. Can't wait. And now starts the conversation of who's Fugazi and who's not. Now starts the conversation. Now, I just mentioned the Jets should go get Dalvin Cook. Now starts the conversation about what about the rest of the running back market? Will Saquon show? When the Giants report, their veterans report, Saquon's got six more days to make that decision. The 25th is the day that he's got to show up or not. Josh Jacobs, his decision. The Las Vegas Raiders ask their veterans to show up on the same day, the 25th. He and Saquon have 6 days to cool off or hammer out their plan. If I'm them, I don't show for day one. Just to rattle a cage, what's the big deal? They're technically not under contract. As Marshall Faulk pointed out yesterday amidst his anger over the running back market and also the occasional slag of Kirk Cousins, pointed out yesterday, it's free. Why would you play or show up and practice for nothing? You don't get paid for training camp. So why would they show up in their respective spots and play and practice for free if they're pissed? Just to have the... Just to force their coach to do the coaching cliche of I'm only talking about the guys that are here. Just to make Josh McDaniels and the reigning coach of the year, Brian Daboll, say those words. I would just want that and use it as my ringtone for a few days if I were Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley. And then, of course, what about Zeke, who Marshall thinks would wind up back in Dallas. It would be good for both. What about Kareem Hunt? What about Leonard Fournette? Now, on the running back front, we keep talking about how the veterans aren't paid second contracts, heaven forbid a third, but long-term contracts. And the reason why is because teams can use the young'uns to carry the load. Don't need Leonard Fournette anymore when you've got Rashad White, who's joining us in 6.5 minutes time. And we've been talking to veterans. We've been talking to veterans, the highest paid veteran in the league, Christian McCaffrey. He chimed in on the subject matter of the running back market a few weeks ago. We talked about it with Austin Eckler, who is one of the best touchdown makers at the position over the last couple of years in the NFL, who had to hold his breath, demand a trade, be given the opportunity to find a trade partner, then wound up going back to the Chargers, who, out of their good graces, flipped him a few extra bucks in the form of reachable, one would think, incentives. We've talked to him. We've talked to Miles Sanders, who was the leading rusher on the defending NFC champion Eagles last year, who then read the room, saw the free agent market, decided to leave Philadelphia to go to Carolina, and took $6 million bucks to do it, $4 million less than the franchise tag, but he was the first to basically say, okay, I'll find a new spot and I'll take the $6 million. And that might be what Dalvin Cook signs for. He kind of set a free agent market and was happy to do it to get to the spot that he wanted to go. And that's a nice chunk of change, one would guess, but it's also maybe a third of what Odell Beckham's going to make this year. He didn't play last year. We've talked to all these guys, Hall of Famer and Marshall Faulk. Now we're going to talk to one of the young guys. Fournette came on, I believe, when I was gone, and Tom Pelissero, my colleague from the NFL Media Group, who I saw yesterday, he interviewed him. He interviewed Cook. So if you've been taking in this show, and why wouldn't you, we've been pounding this table.
Okay.
Now we're going to talk to one of the young kids who I am sure is just like, hell yeah, I'm ready to go. And week one is going to be putting all of this to the test. Can the young kids that are just drafted and getting their first cracks at being the bell cow and the number one on the depth chart, can they carry the load? Week one, Bucks at Minnesota. That's Rashad White versus Alexander Mattison. Fournette and Cook. Last year, if that was the week one game, Fournette and Cook. Last year's week one game was Fournette and Zeke.
Oh, yeah.
Now, week one, Giants and Cowboys could be Tony Pollard versus Matt Breida if Saquon says, I'm chilling ATC for week one, just to really prove to you Giants front office folks how pissed off I am.
Should.
So we'll talk to Rashad White. Hour number two, Buster Olney's going to join us. I got to be honest with you. Last week when I said, let's see when Buster will join us, I just was looking over the steering wheel thinking, well, Angels, after the Yankees beat them up a little bit, they'll be out of the mix after the Astros get through with them, and maybe really we can talk Ohtani getting traded. And then the Angels with Shohei Ohtani and Mickey Moniak.
No Z. Moniak. He put the Yankees to sleep last night.
Well, the Yankees put me to sleep too. Second straight night. It's great. Honestly, they are human melatonin right now. Watching them. So they're helping me regulate my sleep, I'll be honest with you. And
you had a long weekend.
And so now Ohtani. Ohtani, by the way, he's got a 3.5 ERA, leads the league in homers, and last night took the league lead in triples.
What?
As well.
Yeah, he's big and fast.
So, you know, we'll talk to Buster about what's going on there, and do the Mets sell too? Can they trade Scherzer and Verlander?
Who would take them?
I don't know. Somebody would take them. Yankees wouldn't. Domingo Herman giving up a first inning home run to my friend Mickey Moniak. Right?
The Moniak killer?
Moni in the middle.
Billy Idol? Moni.
So it's a good thing that I'm in such a fragile mental state that the man who has been at the forefront of making sure that the mental iron is as sharp as possible for Michigan Wolverines, from Tom Brady to Charles Woodson to Desmond Howard to Michael Phelps, is in studio. The author of Stay Sane in an Insane World. The University of Michigan athletic counselor on this very front. Motivational speaker and peak performance coach and executive consultant Greg Harden is in studio. And for those of you who may not know who he is, I texted Desmond Howard, hey, guess who's in studio? And he said he's the effing man.
With a bunch of exclamation points, you said, right?
So Super Bowl MVPs, plural, and Super Bowl champions, plural, and Olympic gold medalists. Michael Phelps, plural, in studio.
Why do I feel like him being a Michigan man means more to you than all that other stuff?
Because you know me. I had you at hello, TJ. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Rashad White calling in from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite soup dumpling restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. Nope. Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. If you're like me and you're on the run, you need help finding good food and eating right. And now that we're in the thick of summer, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. If you're too busy with summer plans to cook but want to make sure you're eating well, with Factor, skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy. Then get back outside and soak up the warm weather. This July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/Eisen50 and use code Eisen50 to get 50% off. That's code Eisen50 at factormeals.com/Eisen50 to get 50% off. Back here on the program, everybody. Back here on the program. Human melatonin. You like that one, TJ?
That was good.
I don't know if the Yankees offense currently is that. You can regulate your sleep on it.
Bless you.
Bless you.
I'm allergic to it.
Gesundheit.
Oh, my gosh. Did I just sneeze on camera? That can't be. That's probably not.
He cut away quick.
Did he?
Yeah.
We'll leave that up to real.
That's probably not pretty.
It's okay.
You know? No one could sneeze delicately.
No.
Peyton Manning was like eating chicken cutlet sandwiches on camera. Yeah. You're good.
How about those? I like people who sneeze to sound like a sneeze. The people who sneeze like, achoo. That's weird to me.
Oh, no, I'm a loud sneezer.
Yeah, you got to get that out.
I don't control it, if you can tell. Otherwise, I'd wait till I was off camera. But yeah, it ain't easy to watch right now. So we'll be back on the radio audience in about 60 seconds time, and that's when I'll bring in my guest, Rashad White, here on the program. Greg Harden, stay sane in an insane world. How to control the controllables and thrive. Brady, Phelps, Desmond, Charles Woodson.
A lot of championships there.
I bet you he must also communicate with JJ, our Con quarterback, I imagine.
Could he push us over the top to win an Emmy finally?
Let's do it. You want us to utilize his skills for that?
I think so.
I bet you what he would say is just keep doing what we're doing.
I don't want that advice.
Focus on it.
I need more advice than that.
Just focus on it. You got to be about it.
But what we're doing is 0-3.
Well, maybe you should post more then.
Post more?
I don't think that's
back
it.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Third round selection in last year's draft, and he is now going to be the main rock toter in Tampa. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Rashad White from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How are you, sir?
How y'all doing? Thanks for having me on. I'm doing good.
Thank you for hanging on. I was late getting to you. I appreciate you called. You called in right on time. Very impressive as a second-year player in the National Football League.
Yeah. I'm actually crazy. I'm training right now though, because I got my times mixed up. But it's all good though. Like, it's not a big deal.
Okay, hold on a second
now.
All right.
Important to me.
Because you don't. And by the way, I appreciate that. So where are you training? Walk me through, like, exactly what you're doing. This is, if I'm not mistaken, hold on, let me get this right. I want to get this right. You are 6 days shy of having to report. So what do you got for me on that front?
So right now I've been going 2 days since my field trainer. I flew him out here. He's from California. Since I flew him out here.
Yep.
Last Wednesday, I've been going 2 days since, like, last Wednesday, like, during the week, like, Monday through Friday. I've been going, like, 2 days since he's been here. So right now we just on the field. We do a lot of, like, different movement, things like that. We put a little emphasis on every day of different stuff. Some days running back stuff, some days receiver stuff, and other days just flexibility and mobility things. So today it's like a receiver, things like that, because, of course, I want to take my receiver game out the backfield, and all as well as spread out and empty and things like that to a whole nother game. So, you know.
Well, I mean, just how jacked you must be to have this opportunity right here in front of you, Rashad White, right? I mean, walk me through that sense of excitement you have.
It's like excitement as well as, like, you know, I don't know, like, for me, it's always like, you know, nothing's guaranteed in life. So it's like excitement as well as fun and as well as, like, you know, it's a lot of work to do. So it's more to me about, yeah, like you said, it's a great opportunity. And I understand that. But I understand, like, it's a lot of work I got to be done, a lot of work that got to be put into it. And, for me, just I've been looking ever since I came in, you know, the histories of Tampa Bay Buccaneers and what I'm trying to of running backs and things like that here and what I'm trying to accomplish this year and obviously moving forward in my career. So, yeah, I mean, I know it's a great opportunity ahead of me, and, yeah, I'm going to be really ready for it.
So who are you, so you're studying the history of Tampa Bay Buccaneer running backs? Okay. You want to
– Yeah.
What'd you learn?
More about, like, Warren Dunn and obviously Doug Martin and Mike Allstop and all that and the guys like that. And
Cadillac? You got,
like,
a little,
you know, obviously the
Cadillac?
Cadillac for sure. Okay. Yeah, Cadillac for sure. Okay. All of the guys. So just, you know, understanding and where I'm trying to be, honestly, here and what I'm trying to do. Obviously playing with great guys like Mike and him being a franchise leader and, you know, yards. And then you got Chris and receptions. And there's just all kinds of, like, crazy things that's here. So, of course, I want to be on that list when it's all said and done. So I'm not too, you know, far, of course, ahead of myself. But, you know, just understanding where I'm trying to go every day, writing things down.
So how are you maybe different having gone through a season now? How are you got? What do you got for me on that front?
Obviously, just like you said, going through a season, just, another age older, just growing, just maturing, just understanding the little different nuances of the game, as in, you know, what I should do, this and that, how I should go about watching film, what I'm looking for, especially in the last season. I remember talking to one of my guys, very close to mine, which he's now our quarterback coach, named Dad Lewis, and me and him, and I talked to the video guys, and, like, just putting all my runs together from last year, every time, you know, obviously my runs and my pass protection when they blitz and things like that, and, you know, get them out to me and just me rewatching and going over, just watching over the tape and things like that, like the good and the bad and things like that. So just like you said, maturing, and at the end of the day, you know, just having fun.
What's your best Brady story about you maybe picking something up, or him causing you to pick something up from the game, or him telling you something that you did pick up? You got something about a learning process for you? Best Brady story on that front, Rashad White, at all?
Honestly, it's a lot of great stories. We see what TB brings to the game, Brady brings to the game. The most intriguing thing that I've seen is, for sure, him just how he could easily switch up the cadence no matter what. Like, we break the huddle, the cadence might be this, but then, you know, it's little cold words, and we all on the same page, and him just being able to switch up the cadence and then he'll get the defense, like, you know, the safety is going to blitz from far, but him switching up the cadence, he'll see this, so he'll just switch the protection. Just seeing things like that, I mean, I ain't seen the quarterback or do that. Like, there's no quarterback even in the game right now that like, does that like him, so or has that sense of understanding of the game that he has. So for me, just seeing that as a young player and understanding, you know, what all it takes to study the game and things like that, just Brady knowing what's going to happen before it happened was for me, it's like amazing to see.
What do you mean he knew what was going to happen before it would happen? What do you mean by that?
So what I mean by that, like I said, like he would switch up the cadence, but like in all honesty, he already knew. So whatever, say they – you know, was going double blitz, or said it was going to blitz the mic and the nickel. Mm-hmm. He would switch up the cadence, but he would already, like, kind of know it's going to come. So if he switched the cadence, or even if he did switch the cadence up, he would be like, yo, you know, like, he'd be like, hey, easy, easy, easy. Actually, we're going to mic out to here. Like, we're going to switch the protection. We're going to mic to here. Or they're going to send a cat. So Brady will let you know, like, oh, if you're the running back in the backfield, he'll be like, you know, like, that cornerback is coming. Just things like that. It was like mom blowing to me. Hmm. And with all that was on his plate as well as a quarterback, like just him knowing things was going to happen before it happened.
Before it would happen. Did you ever piss him off, Rashad? Rookie mistake, piss him off? You got a good story there, Rashad White, at all?
I believe I pissed him off. It was one game, but it was like me and my guy, Smitty Donovan Smith. It was like a collective unit. And obviously we had a protection and the Will, my backer, walked up on the line of scrimmage, so of course I knew I was going to him. But my guy, Smitty, he like flashed out to the Will like he was gonna pick him up. So then I went to his guy, but then he had like came back and recovered his guy, and the Will was kind of set free because I couldn't recover back to the Will. So he was kind of really upset at first, but he snapped. But then he was just like, we just talked about it on the sideline. Yeah. He was like, oh, okay, I understand. Like, all three of us talked about it. He was just understanding, like, okay.
A collective unit. I like that, Rashad. That's a good one. That is funny. Yeah. But, hey, look, you learn and you grow and you get better, and you definitely got stronger and better as the season went along. What do you think is your, you know, your ability to be the bell cow here, because you are number one atop the depth chart. I know you say you don't take anything for granted, but Fournette is gone. You're there. This is it. This is your show on that front, Rashad. How are you getting yourself ready for that?
I mean, honestly, I just reshaped my body. I believe last year I was around like 217 or so, during the season, 216, 217. And this year, me and my strength and conditioning coaches at the Bucks, we put together a plan and where I kind of said I wanted to be. And obviously, us doing a lot of testing with me being that weight, which we was like, you know, gaining at least like whatever 5 to 10 more pounds of muscle, it wouldn't be bad for you because you're an explosive guy. So we end up, gaining about 8. I mean, I was 216, 217. I'm up to about 222 now, 221. So, I mean, honestly, just grinding, just being explosive. And like you said, just understanding, like, the opportunity is here. So, like, yeah, I mean, it's your show. You got a great opportunity. I think the team that we got is great, like, put in place for what we got and what we got going on in NFC and our division. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good for sure. Bucks haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher in a long time, and I plan on being that 1,000-yard rusher this year.
Okay. And so you would know that since you said you were studying the running back group or the history of the Buccaneers. And from your point of view, rest of your teammates, this is a quarterback competition between Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask that starts in about a week, Rashad?
Yeah. So, you know, great competition. At the end of the day, what I like about them both is, though, like, they both help each other out. They're not too good for each other, like, with the competition, just, you know, telling what they've seen and this like that. And they both take it of what they've seen and what they would have did or things like that. So it's a great competition, and they both really good, great competitors, honestly. And, they both just, of course, different personalities, but they both go out there, they have fun, they compete, and you know, they let it all, you know, hang loose. So it'd be good to see, you know, who comes out and win it.
Did you hear what your teammate Antoine Winfield Jr. had to say about maybe the team contacting Brady behind the scenes? Did you hear about that one, Rashad?
Yeah, I mean, I have seen it.
What'd you think?
I have seen it.
What do you think?
I mean, I just think, I mean, you know, probably was contacting Laura, was a possibility. I don't know when, but of course they probably didn't want to see him go. after, you know, he said he was leaving. But of course, I mean, at the end of the day, I just think a lot of people, when he said he was retiring, probably was contacting him and things like that. I mean, it was a lot of things. So of course it wouldn't. And he still could help. He can still throw the ball. Far distance velocity was great on the ball still. I mean, he still could play. But I mean, I just know he's happy at what he's doing. You could just tell he enjoying his retirement. And I just don't believe he's coming back. But yeah, I think it's a possibility. They you know, it probably was, or and other teams as well was probably approaching him.
Yeah, I know. In the meantime, it's year two for you, Rashad, and I know I'm asking a question that's well, you know, down the road for you. But you saw what happened with Saquon and Josh Jacobs yesterday or Monday, where they did not get long-term deals. Your colleague Leonard Fournette is still a free agent. Same with Ezekiel Elliott. Same with Kareem Hunt. And part of the reason why is because there are kids like you, third-round picks, that come out in year two, suddenly take over a starting role. How are you approaching what has occurred in the running back market in the NFL right now, Rashad?
You know, I'm taking it, you know, day by day. Obviously, you're going to take it year by year. Obviously, it's up to me anyway. I got to go out there and prove who I am. And what I believe I am and what I can bring to the table anyway. And obviously, you know, stay healthy and things like that. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing. But, yeah, I mean, I believe in guys should be paid. They some of the best players in the NFL, especially when you think of the best players in the NFL, regardless of the position. I mean, they top of their position. They want some of the best players on offense or in the NFL in general. They should be paid like all the other, you know, best players in the NFL, regardless of position. So, I'm for sure with you on that. And then, you know, it's just all about, I think it just varies. A lot of people think it's probably going to just, you know, be down for a minute. But I don't know, you know, it varies. Like my draft, we didn't have nobody go first round, you know. But then this year you got two backs that go first round, top, you know,
right,
top 15 and things like that. So, I mean, you know, you just take it how you take it. Like I said, I believe in guys to get paid. I know them guys both love football, and I know they, you know, they're going to play ball.
Okay. And what are you? Are you 1,000? What do you got for me? You got that, Rashad?
Yeah, I mean, my godpop say I'm 1,000. For me, honestly, I'm shooting more for at least 1,400, 1,450 rushing, and at least to about 600, 700 receiving. So, yeah, my godpops believe I'm 1,000, though. But I wouldn't put it past me. I wouldn't put it past me for sure.
What does he say to you? Does he talk Roger Craig, Marshall Faulk? Is that what he talks to you about? What does he say?
Yeah, I don't know. He thinks I'm a taller, the way my body is, physique back. So he always said, like, Eric Dickerson. He always said other, like, great legends, like, that I reminded him of. Like, Edgerrin James and the guys like that, which, I mean, that's great company, you know.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day. So, you know, you can't really complain and things like that if you believe in that. But, you know, I believe, you know, I'm Rashad White. So, yeah, for sure, I'm aiming for that.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm just aiming to win, you know. We win, I'm doing my job.
Okay. Well, you go back to training. I appreciate you taking time out. What's next? As soon as you hang up, what are you doing? What do you got?
As soon as I hang up, I got a few more routes from the route tree to run out on the field. And then, you know, my daughter with my nanny at the crib. And,
oh.
You know, I just spend the rest of the day with my daughter, and we take it day by day.
How old is she?
We just go outside and kick it.
What's her name?
My
How
daughter
old?
She'll be 2 August 25th.
What's her name?
Her name, Nevaeh Michelle White. Nevaeh Michelle White.
Okay. All right. So she's turning 2. What do we got here? What are we watching on the tube? What do we got at age 2? I forget. My kids have been older than that for a while. What's on TV?
Honestly, we got, you know, I mean, we got Baby Shark, Baby Finn.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you got all kinds of stuff. Movies, Moana. I mean, I could keep, you know, going and naming them.
Are we Peppa Pig? Are we doing any Peppa Pig right now yet? Any Paw Patrol? What do we got? Any of that?
Nah, I mean, Paw Patrol is cool. She liked the little cartoon show named Bluey.
Okay. All right.
Things like that.
Blue's Clues and stuff like that. Okay. Again, I'm 7 years clear of a 2-year-old. So, you go have fun. You go crush it, and let's talk during the season. Let's go ahead. Let's do that. Okay.
Oh, of course. Of course. Rashad, thank you so much. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
No, of course. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. That's Rashad White, Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Getting ready for, let me do the math. I'm going to 2,100 all, you know, scrimmage yard season?
Oh, 2,000 plus.
Yeah.
That's a top 10 fantasy back. Let's go.
Baker Mayfield takes this role, and he takes the bull by the horns. He's got Godwin, he's got Evans, and this kid does what he says he's going to do. What do you got for me? What do you think?
Will you win the South? Is that what you're saying?
How do you not? How is that not good enough to win the South with, let's see, okay, Levante, David, let's say White, right? All those guys are back healthy, motivated, excited. Winfield, I mean, there's a lot of guys from that Super Bowl still there, pal. Yeah,
true.
Wirfs, let's roll. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I hear what you're saying.
Is Godwin on the show tomorrow?
He is.
Okay.
Bucks have the, I'm not going to say worst. That's not how they say it. It's called the longest.
Is this on your little gambling site?
They have the longest odds.
Out of what?
In the NFC South.
Get out of here.
Seven or 8-1, depending on where you place your action. The Saints are now the favorites.
Hold on a second. I'm going to cape.
For the Bucs?
A little bit.
You put the eye patch on?
Hold on a second. Eye patch. That's the Raiders.
Buccaneers, pirate.
I understand that.
You know what I mean?
Eye patches. Does that guy have a pirate? An eye patch?
They have a ship in the end zone.
Yeah, I know that. Dude, I've had the you-know-what scared out of me. You know how many times I've been just sitting there just like trying to conduct my business on television and boom. Remember that? Irv went crazy on our Super Bowl show once.
Put up a poll. Right. Who wins the South?
Hold on.
Just saying.
Evans and Godwin. I understand last year Brady to Evans didn't work out. I know a lot of people lost their fantasy season because they thought Evans and Brady were going to have
Evans still at 1,000 yards.
But didn't he go like 2 months without a touchdown?
He went away.
Evans, Godwin, and Gage. Rashad White, Cade Otton, Wirfs, and Ryan Jensen, by the way. Let's hope. And Cody Mauch. They got that kid without his, you know, that kid without his teeth who looks like out of State Central casting.
That looks like Jensen.
Let's go. Okay, Kalijah Kancey was a hell of a first-round pick. Vita Vea, he's there. Devin White, Levante David, Shaq Barrett, may he get back nice and healthy. Antoine Winfield Jr., Carlton Davis III, Ryan Neal, Jamel Dean, okay. And that team's finishing last in the division? Because everybody thinks Baker's washed. Let's just call it.
Yeah.
Let's just call it. They think Baker's washed, and if he's beaten out by Kyle Trask, this team's in deep trouble.
Derek Carr now in the division. Bijan Robinson now in the division.
Oh, come on. I hear you. I got to see
and
what
the number one
like
overall
first.
Pick, Bryce Young. On a Panthers team that was pretty good last year.
But last, huh? Okay.
By the way, big odds. I mean, the Panthers are 3-1, Falcons 2-1, Saints a little better than even.
The Falcons have the second best odds to win the division.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe so. Maybe so.
I think I would take the Falcons to win that division.
Everyone just assumes Brady's gone, Baker's there, and this team's going to stink.
Yep.
I would be careful about that.
Yeah. That's a good team on paper, it looks like.
I just named some Pro Bowlers, did I not?
Yeah.
Cupboard's not like bare and they're stripped down to parts here.
Like everything else in this league comes down to the quarterback.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it? Which is why I led with four-time MVP? Three-time? Four? Aaron Rodgers?
One of those
showing up in
Brady's,
green?
But
Aaron Rodgers showing up in green? Jets green?
I understand.
That is so weird. Holy cow, is that weird. All right, let's take a break. 844-204-RICH is the number. By the way, before we take this break, Rashad White just said it's been a long time since the Bucs have had a 1,000-yard rusher. You've got a game that we're playing later on, right?
Let's do it. We're calling it Bell Cow Blues is the name of our game.
Oh, okay.
The longest drought for these teams without having a 1,000-yard rusher.
So the 10 longest droughts.
I got the 10 longest. Well, I have the 14 longest since 16 teams had 1,000-yard rushers
last year. Okay. But we're just going to do the top 10, and you and top I, 10. TJ, are going to have to guess, and whoever wins just has bragging rights.
We don't get a parting gift?
You get a ping pong table.
Oh, wow. I already got that
popcorn maker.
844-204-HW. We'll play that one later. Buster Olney still to come.
Are you currently enjoying the show on the Stitcher app? Then you need to know Stitcher is going away on August 29th. Yep, going away, as in kaput, gone, dead. Rest in peace, Stitcher, and thanks for 15 years of service to the podcast community. So switch to another podcast app and follow this show there. Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Where is Don Draper right now, do you think?
6 feet under.
You think so?
Easily. Come on, he'd be in his 80s, and there ain't no way that guy's getting to his 80s without a massive lifestyle shift, which maybe he did at the end at the end of the show, but I don't think that stuck. I don't think that Zen moment of understanding of anything really stuck. That leopard is not changing his spots.
Yeah, because that gave you the impression that maybe he was about to.
Yeah,
as he's
maybe
at the ashram at the very end there.
I think it was more about he just had a really good idea for a commercial.
And so that he did come up with one of, I thought that was a neat ending. That
I did too. I thought it was very poetic and a very nice way to end the show, and also very cryptic, which also sort of serves, sticks in the realm of the show's vocabulary anyway. So it was very cool. I liked it, and I loved being that guy for as long as I got to do it.
Right. I mean, because it was born out of the Sopranos era.
Yes.
And it was a very Sopranos in a way type
anti-hero kind of situation, and also very kind of what does it all mean kind of situation, and that's great. It's nice to be able to talk about a show that you like and not have it sort of be spoon-fed to you.
Well, I'm sad to hear that you don't think Don Draper could have somehow had some sort of an epiphany, gotten his act together, gotten off the sauce.
I don't know.
Lived into his 80s.
I don't know. I hope so. And look, I root for the best in everyone, but I don't know about this guy. He was pretty damaged.
Right. Mad Men premiered 16 years ago today.
Wow.
That was John Hamm on this program. What was that, 6 years ago? Is that what it was?
That's one I need to rewatch.
Matthew Weiner, who wrote many of those Sopranos episodes in the last few seasons of The Sopranos, created Mad Men. And check it all out on our YouTube page, youtube.com/RichEisenShow. We're back here. So we just mentioned his name, talking to Rashad White. Leonard Fournette, looking for a new home. Where's he working out right now, Chris? Like, as we speak, as you and I are talking on the Rich Eisen Show, as TJ Jefferson is texting, whatever he's doing over there. What do we got?
Tom Pelissero, our buddy. Reporting.
Yes.
Lombardi Lenny is at One Patriot Place today.
He just absolutely reeks of New England Patriot.
Oh, absolutely.
And how? Here's how. One, business decision coming out of the backfield. Bill loves those business decisions. Loves them.
Not one, but two business
decisions.
Well,
Ramondre
now.
Stevenson, who the aforementioned TJ Jefferson was all over before I think any of us were, before you were.
You were
talking about him from jump.
Preseason. I mean, I just have an eye for certain things.
He is a problem, is what he is. So let's add Fournette to that mix. He will definitely be less expensive, I won't say the word cheaper, than Dalvin Cook. And if last year was a down year for Fournette, who finds your, if you will, scrap part and turns it into gold? Who turns your straw into Patriot gold?
Takes these players.
Remember Corey Dillon?
Corey Dillon had 15 hundo in a Super Bowl.
Dude.
Yeah.
Here we go. That would be pretty cool for you.
It'd be nice. It's exciting.
Assuming he is still that guy. He can give you.
They were going after him last year before he re-upped.
Because I'll tell you what. One player that we don't talk about for many reasons, because we're talking about Rodgers and whoever the Jets added, the Dolphins, what they've done to add, and obviously, We focus on the Bills with Diggs and Allen, much to their dismay, too much. Damian Harris going from the Patriots to the Bills is a significant maneuver, I think. I think Damian Harris in the Buffalo Bills uniform, along with James Cook being like Rashad White, going from rookie to top of the RB1. Is he, you know, didn't he refer to himself as RB1 when we talked to James Cook?
Yeah.
Well, Damian Harris is a terrific ad for the Bills. And I think Damian Harris is going to help out with those red zone issues
inside the 10.
And that kid Kincaid, who they picked up in the draft.
Oh, that dude's going to be.
He's going to be a red zone problem.
About a tight end,
I know.
Sleeper.
So Damian Harris gone. I mean, Fournette, they could use to take that role.
Damian Harris was hurt last year, only had 100 carries. But in 2021, dude had 15 touchdowns and almost 1,000 yards.
Where'd he go to school?
Alabama.
Speaking of which, Nick Saban has spoken today and has said something in my mind, maybe the craziest thing he's ever said.
Really?
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Crazier than those insurance commercials?
Affleck.
Yeah.
I was trying not to say it because they're not a sponsor.
I understand that, but he did. Yeah. He did.
Yeah. I couldn't help it.
So, yes, crazier than that.
Okay.
Crazier than giving out free advertising on the record channel.
Exactly.
And this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Odyssey, and our podcast. Don't worry about it, TJ. It's not like we're fully distributed on many platforms.
Okay. I barely said it.
It's okay. It's like you've never done this before. Thank you.
Where are they?
I do give Verizon a lot of free talk.
Yeah, that's what holy cow. You want to talk about free advertising?
I talk about Paul Giamatti in a wig. You're like just talking about a talking duck. I understand.
Yeah, I mumbled it too.
It was pretty clear.
What mumbling is not as good a mention as saying it out loud.
If you weren't really paying attention, then you probably didn't even hear what I said, you know. But kaput.
No, Buster Olney, baby. He's going to give us the latest on what's going on in Major League Baseball.
Buster. What it is right now.
And in studio hour number 3, the author, Greg Harden, who has written a book, Stay Sane in an Insane World. The forward's by a guy named Tom Brady.
Hey, I've heard of him.
That guy.
Brilliant.
Hour 1 is kaput right here on the Rich Eisen Show. You know, I go back and forth again. You know, the Yankees are just terrible to watch.
You going tonight?
No, I'm not going tonight.
I mean, I've asked you every day.
I'm so glad I didn't go.
Your team's in town. Why wouldn't you go?
Well, first night, I was just wiped out from my travels.
Understood.
On Sunday night.
Understood.
Last night, I had to, was committed. I was at the NFL Network Media Summit.
Well, tonight you're free.
And tonight I am so free to not go. Why am I going?
It's your team.
To watch them what? Swing and miss? To occasionally walk? Maybe, look, maybe,
Rich.
Maybe put two runners on?
You're like Putty. Got to support the team.
Ohtani's pitching tonight to just complete the sweep.
He is not.
Oh, is he not?
Chase Silseth is on the mound.
Who?
God bless you.
Who the hell is Tim Horton?
Carlos Rodon is on the mound for the Bombers.
Who's the Angel guy?
Chase Silseth.
I'm going to refrain since the last time I denigrated a member of their team. I not only botched his name, but he then
went yard in the first inning.
The two runs is all they needed.
Actually, there's an Angel site that's been kind of.
Oh, they were all over
collecting
me
the mistakes.
Mickey Moniak. What are you collecting the mistakes? I made one mistake.
I know.
I called him Moziak.
But then they congratulated you for getting it right this morning in the.
Oh, did they really?
First block, yeah.
I appreciate them watching.
Yeah.
I'm aware I screwed it up.
Mickey
Moniak.
But it was funny. It was really funny.
No name is.
Hala Pula Viat.
There you go. See? Yeah. It's not just me.
It's not just me.
Got a long history here.
How wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain.
on 83 weeks.
Collision has been struggling a little bit out of the gate with these ticket sales.
A little bit out of the gate. This was a major show announced on a major network with what everybody thought was this huge star, CM Punk. I said he was going to be the biggest financial flop in wrestling history, and I think I'm being proven right every minute of the day.
83 weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.